Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. As you know, last week we reported that Steve Paisley Jordahl has gone off with his wife on a cruise to Alaska that I'm not telling anything he didn't already tell the world.
Right.
So they're cruising up to Alaska and back, right, Ed?
I think so. I think this is a round trip.
A round trip.
I'm hoping this is a round trip.
Yeah, so filling in for Steve is our good friend Parrish and colleague Parrish Alford. Good morning, Parrish.
Tim, how are you?
Doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, man. It was fast.
Did you watch any college football?
I got in trouble for watching college football.
Oh, you did?
My wife said
already? Week one?
Already.
You were in trouble?
I said I watched week zero. My wife said I watched too much of it.
Oh, right. Well, you know how they are.
Well, you just on. Then, Parrish, you just set the record straight right here on national radio, and you just tell everybody who's boss at your house.
Yeah, you turn the No, she said turn the TV off.
There is a boss.
You have a problem.
You have a problem.
You have a problem. You understand? You're sitting here watching some two small schools play on TV, right? At 10 o'clock at
Kansas,
night.
Kansas State.
Well, actually, they're not small schools.
No, I know. Yeah. They were the first.
Yeah, Iowa State and Kansas State played over in Dublin, Ireland, right?
Yes. That's right.
Did you know, I watched a replay of that game. I didn't watch that game live. The Irish need to do a better job of painting the field. You could barely see the hash marks or the lines on the field.
Well, and I kept having flashbacks to my former life, sitting in press boxes and trying to chart the ball play by play, and I just thought I would be losing my mind.
Yeah, I mean,
just got to give up.
Literally, you could, if you're watching on TV, you could barely see the hash marks. Evidently, the Irish, they're not used to marking a football field, American football field. But then they had I understand it was a deluge, a rain deluge prior to the game, which made it, or maybe during the first part of the game, which made it. Maybe made the lines wash away.
Well, that's not what I heard, Tim.
I heard that
they did a great job painting the field.
Uh-huh.
But overnight, leprechauns came and messed with the field.
Well, that can
happen. Prone to do that.
Especially in that part of the world.
Very mischievous.
Leprechauns, you got unicorns that are roaming around over there.
They'll trample on it.
They're trampling. So you got problems that are unique to Ireland.
Yes. The little people.
All right. What do you mean by that?
That's what they call them.
What?
Don't you remember the old Disney movie, Darby O'Gill and the Little People? You don't remember that? And it was
the little fairy
creatures.
Oh, really?
In Ireland. Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, Darby O'Gill.
Is that where we get leprechauns from? Leprechauns are little.
They are. That's right. Okay. They're very mischievous little people.
That's actually a stereotype that's very hurtful.
For leprechauns?
Yeah. Yes. Because all of them aren't mischievous.
I'll tell you what I'll do. All of you leprechauns that are out there in our listening audience,
yes,
if you've been offended, you go ahead and email me, and I'll try to make things right.
Right. Do that. Because don't email me.
I'll send you some Lucky Charms.
There we go again. See, that's just...
That's just wrong.
That's gratuitous.
Yes.
All right, Parrish, what's your first story?
Well, Tim, the first story is Trump, and will he or won't he go into Chicago? I believe you guys were discussing this a little bit earlier. I heard on Fox News before I came in here that he says, I may or I may not.
Talking about President Trump.
Yes.
Okay, so just to review, and most people know this, President Trump initiated a basically make America's capital safe, our capital being Washington, D.C., and he's brought in the National Guard from around the country and to aid the Washington, D.C. Metro Police and to help patrol and make safe our nation's capital, and it is working. It's not any surprise. You got more cops, you got less crime. That's just the way it is. Okay. So, and by cops, I mean also by extension, the National Guardsmen that are there serving in a law enforcement capacity. Now, so that made people think, well, if it can work in Washington, D.C., why can't it work in other cities, American cities that are crime ridden.
You know, and the data suggests that maybe Chicago needs a little help in this area. I mean, they lead the nation in homicides.
Do they?
573 in 2024.
You mean straight up the number or per capita?
Straight up the number. Now, if you want to talk per capita, Jackson, Mississippi says, hold my sweet tea. You know?
Oh, yeah.
At 78 per 100,000, Jackson, Mississippi leads.
Is it more dangerous per capita?
Yes.
And then Memphis is not far behind.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee, unfortunately, was cited the other day by the FBI, I think, as the most dangerous city in America. So the violent crime in these cities out of control. However, I would issue a cautionary tale here to – tale maybe is not the right word, but to –
A caution.
Just, a caution.
Yeah.
To President Trump and his team. Ed, you mentioned before the break. Okay, Washington, D.C. is a unique situation. It's a federal city. It's a district. But President Trump, you doubted whether he has the constitutional authority to start sending the Federal Guard. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's just talking out loud. But to send in the National Guardsmen to Chicago or Baltimore, anywhere
else like that? I don't think he has the constitutional authority to do that. I think that the governor of a state usually requests the help of the federal government in disaster areas. The National Guard generally is not trained to do law enforcement.
They are trained to do law and order, though. They keep order when you have a national or state emergency.
And that may free up the Washington, D.C. District Police to do their job. I am looking at a CNN article because President Trump was live. We couldn't hear what he was saying because we're on air. But it says President Donald Trump signed an executive order today that the administration says will task Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth with establishing, quote, specialized units in the National Guard that will be, quote, specifically trained and equipped to deal with public order issues. So we'll have to wait to see if that gets fleshed out and we get more details into what that means. I generally don't like the idea of federal troops, of a federal police force. And if they are going to be doing arrests in some of these cities, I don't think I like it. I'm just going
to
tell you.
It needs to be the FBI then, or some other federal agency that's already in existence.
If it's federal laws broken, right. If it's just city ordinances or state laws, that should be. This is a question of federalism in my mind. And if Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson and the city council want to ruin that city, you get what you vote for in Chicago.
I agree.
And you don't send in the federal
troops. Trying
to save
them themselves.
Yes.
Parrish?
All right. Well, I'm wondering, Tim, you hit on this earlier. Is this just Trump talking out loud to bring attention to the problem, to create awareness, to make people think outside the box for solutions?
Well, if somebody's in my opinion, and I agree with Ed here, somebody's giving him bad advice. If they're telling him it's a good idea to create some kind of a federal force, law enforcement out of National Guardsmen from around the country and send them into various cities, like you've done here in Washington, D.C., as we said, Washington, D.C. is a set aside. It's a federal city. It's not so that's different. It's different legally, constitutionally, and every other way. So bad idea. If this is what the idea is, that is to create a force made out of National Guardsmen that would be sent into cities just for the purpose of general policing. I don't agree with that.
Right.
Now, unless you had something like but in this case, it would be like the governor needs to call out. The governor of Illinois needs to call out the National Guard to help in Chicago. He would have the authority to do so. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens that, there.
And now, the reason we don't know much about what President Trump is proposing, other than this CNN article, yeah, other than what CNN said, is because this was just it was just on the news feed that we have, and there was live video, and that's when he was announcing this.
So Trump likes to troll, though. Trump likes to troll, and this could be trolling. You know what I'm saying? Troll. Yeah. I need to quit saying that so much, but you understand what I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, that he doesn't really intend to do this.
He just wants he likes getting a rise out of the left.
He wants to see their heads spin.
Yeah, he wants to own the libs.
Right.
Right. And so, and so that's part of it.
He wants the women on The View to go ballistic.
Yes, yes.
So he
yes.
can say, calm
yes,
down.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, next story, Paris.
All right, a New York State appeals court has thrown out the $527 million civil fraud penalty imposed against Donald Trump.
I wasn't
going to
pay it anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm
imposed against Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad. I thought they were talking about me, and I don't have that kind of money.
Not laying around.
Not laying around. So President Trump, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Is this the one where Attorney General James of the state of New York went after Trump on charges?
Yes. Issued on August 21st, 2025. Okay. They threw that out, found that it was excessive.
Business fraud, what they accused him of, right?
Yes.
And then it was demonstrated during that trial that basically this was politically motivated by the Attorney General. In fact, she said when she was running for office that she was going to go after Trump. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now, Trump on Truth Social over the weekend said, total victory, all caps.
Yeah. Well, it was.
That means it's really a total victory.
It was overturned by, a state appellate court in New York, right? So that's a big deal because they're probably all liberals. And yet
they said
this was didn't they say that it was politically motivated?
They said the ruling is excessive and likely violates constitutional protections against severe punishment.
The Eighth Amendment forbids excessive, that's called the excessive fines clause. And so it ensures that fines and forfeitures in criminal cases are not grossly disproportionate to the offense committed, which this clearly was. Now, this ruling does not vacate the original decision, ruling against President Trump, which goes back to, was it 2022?
So at least two or three years.
Yeah.
Because I remember him sitting in that courtroom watching them on TV.
Yes, yeah.
Go ahead, but what does it do? So it doesn't overturn that?
It leaves in place the underlying finding that Trump engaged in fraud by exaggerating his wealth and property values over a decade to secure favorable loan and insurance terms.
Which I thought was ridiculous,
so,
myself, the ruling.
Well, that's one of those things to me. You know how you can say, well, you can find something on everybody?
Yeah.
That, you know, that you've done technically, and that sounds like to me, this is what this was. She was going after him for political reasons when you would normally go after people on these kinds of charges.
Right.
Especially if you have a situation where a businessman here, she's saying you exaggerated your net worth in order to obtain loans from banks, right?
Isn't that
Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, isn't that really between the bank and the person borrowing? Because isn't it the bank's job to do due diligence on whether they're going to be paid back by a person borrowing millions of dollars?
And listen, I think it, yes. And I also think that evaluating the worth of properties that you might put up for the loan is probably just not a number that everyone agrees on. If you say, I think this property is worth this, and here's I have these.
That's why the bank does their job.
Yes, exactly.
The bank says, okay, you're going to borrow $10, and you say you have property that's worth $15. We're going to go check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to go look at the property. We're going to compare it to other properties around the area, the comps, as they say, and we're going to figure out whether what you're saying is you're going to borrow this money. Are we going to be able to get our money back? And the banks didn't have a problem loaning President Trump, then Donald Trump, the businessman in New York, money.
And they said in the trial, we would have been happy to do more work.
Yeah, I think it was a German bank. He had always paid all these loans back. Now, he did have some bankruptcies along the way.
Well,
in his 40 years, 50 years.
That this was politically motivated by Letitia James going against Trump. Well, Trump, now in office, is going after Letitia James.
Really? That's surprising.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. I mean, that's not like him.
Well, it's forgive and forget with Donald Trump.
No, it ain't. It's just get revenge. So, look at John Bolton.
That's true. That's another story.
The FBI is going after John Bolton like the FBI went after Donald Trump. Is that right?
In fairness, this is the Justice Department. Okay,
oh, not the FBI.
Which is politically separate from President Trump, but maybe not really.
Well, I don't know why. Listen, I'm just spouting off. I don't know why they're going after John Bolton. I'm sure there's a technical legal reason. I'm just saying it appears like, John Bolton got on Trump's bad side.
Yeah.
It appears like Trump's...
he's got something against the Doobie Brothers, obviously, right? Oh, wrong Bolton.
Oh, Michael Bolton?
I'm sorry. I got the Boltons mixed up.
I think you got the whole singing groups mixed up. Totally.
Yeah. It's not about the Doobie Brothers.
You need to stay with
Doobie
sports
Brothers.
News.
Was Michael Bolton on the Doobie Brothers?
No. Yeah. Michael McDonald was.
Michael McDonald?
You got your Michaels mixed up.
I got everything mixed up.
Yeah.
I thought Michael Bolton was...
Michael McDonald.
The lead singer for Kiss.
Michael, I didn't rabbit trail this. Y'all did.
No.
Okay, or Parrish.
Parrish did.
He tried to.
He's fitting right in.
He tried to. Anyway, I don't know what the actual situation is with John Bolton, the former national security advisor, right?
His home got... didn't the FBI... search his home?
I thought you said Justice Department.
The FBI is under the Justice Department.
I don't know. Yes, they did. They raided his home and took boxes of stuff. John Bolton, who's basically known for his mustache more than anything. Am I right? The interesting thing about John Bolton, and I won't go, he was a beloved conservative for many years.
Yes.
I know I had a lot of friends who were mutual friends of his. And then he went to work for President Trump. He was on TV a lot. President Trump likes to hire people who've been on Fox News in particular, and he hired him, and they didn't jail, okay?
Right.
President Trump and John Bolton did
not. He was national security advisor.
Yeah, that's what it said.
For Trump.
That's what it said.
Okay. All right.
No, just a minute ago I said the same. But you were looking it up at the time.
I was ignoring
what I said. But I understand why.
I thought you had asked the question, was he?
Okay.
But true, I was not listening. So
my wife says a lot.
So there's no idea of why his...
John Bolton?
John Bolton's...
because he ticked Trump off.
Searched. in other words, what they're investigating.
I don't know. They got some reason.
Okay.
And I'm just joking around here. I should probably not even, lest my home be raided. I don't even know. I'm just saying it appears, if you don't have anything, it just appears like he's being pounced on because he was crossways with Trump.
Okay,
that's what the left would probably
says,
say.
And this comes from MSNBC, so you can trust this.
You can trust this.
This is part of an investigation, and you have to have search warrants to go into somebody's home.
You do.
So that requires judicial approval, as this article says. Whether Bolton leaked sensitive national security information to the press in order to damage Trump.
Well, that must have been when he left.
Yeah. So. That would be the pretext, apparently, for this investigation.
Yeah, next story, Parrish. We got about 5 minutes to go. Parrish Alford with us today and doing a great job of bringing the news last week, filling in for Steve Paisley-Jordahl.
Next story, a United States mom visiting in Vienna, tracks down visiting in Venice, tracks down pickpockets.
I saw this story.
By using the Find My Phone, Find My Apple device, using that app, track down pickpockets to get back passport, credit cards, that sort of thing, and caught up with the pickpockets, and they were arrested.
So this woman's a superhero.
Yeah.
This is like something out of Batman, where she went to the Batcave and found out where her AirPods were. That's our presumption is here, that the Find My app on her phone was able to locate the AirPod, the
Some AirPods, maybe, but obviously an Apple
product. Along with the credit cards.
Yeah.
And then she grabbed the girl, I guess what the girl pickpocket, might have been part of a little team, by the hair and pulled her back.
Yeah, the little girl was screaming.
Waited till police to get there. How old was the girl? Like, she was
a
young teenager,
didn't
right?
See an age. Didn't
teenager,
see,
she's, teenager. She's kind anyway, of so is an American tourist in Venice, Italy.
Yes.
Get pickpocketed. And the mom finds out through her app where the where her stuff is, and goes and finds the person. It happened to be a young girl. I say young girl, looked to me like to be maybe 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yes,
and she grabs her by the hair and holds her there.
A couple of girls.
Till the police get there.
They usually, pickpockets usually, I have no personal knowledge of this, they usually operate in pairs or groups.
We did.
And this was more than one. Doesn't say how many. It was more than one girl.
Pickpockets. They're usually work together because a lot of them, and you go to any major city in America or tourist site where you're going to be walking around out in the open, they're going to warn you against pickpockets, especially somewhere like Venice, Italy,
right,
where you are in close proximity to humans.
A lot of tourists.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot walking here, there, and the other. You're bumping up against people, and so pickpockets are very prevalent.
And now I have heard, especially in the larger cities in Italy, Rome, they say you go to Rome, watch out for pickpockets. And there's all kinds of advice on
where. I thought you were going to say do like the Romans. I was going to say that would be.
They pillage.
You don't need to, huh?
They're pillaging.
The Romans? They have a history.
They're pillaging the tourists.
Rome, beautiful city. But again, I say beautiful in there. The art and,
in their way.
And the history and things that you see. But, you have to be careful. Have you ever been pickpocketed, Parrish?
I've never been pickpocketed.
Have you ever played pickleball?
I have not. Not done that
have
either.
Have you ever had anything to do with pickles?
Like them on a hamburger.
Like them on a hamburger. That's what I'm talking about. Have you ever been, seriously, have you ever been the victim of a pickpocket?
No. I avoid people. The only way I could probably get pickpocketed is at church. Because I'm not around big crowds of people.
Has that ever happened to you at church?
No, not that I know of. My wife and I would like to go. I'd like to go to Greece or to Italy. I've never been. I'm half Italian, half Greek. I'd like to go, but only if there's not a lot of people. You think I could do that? Just get rid of
people.
Well,
there are some things called off seasons for tourists. Yeah. So maybe you could go when there's less people. In those places.
The number of people here in this studio is about what I'm comfortable with.
Right.
I don't like big crowds.
And I've never attempted to pickpocket you.
No.
I can assure
you. I can say the people here have been very good about that.
Yes. Thank you, Parrish.
Glad to be here.
All right. I like pickles on my hamburgers, too.
Me, too.
In fact, I complain if there's not pickles available.
You complain?
If there's not dill pickles available for my hamburger, I have a visceral reaction.
Can't be sweet pickles. It's got to be
dill. Sweet pickles on hamburgers?
Dill pickles.
That's un-American.
You got that right.
We will see you back here tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.